From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris, and time now for your letters. First, Monday's mine disaster that killed at least 25 people. NPR's Frank Langfitt spoke with the sister and brother-in-law of a miner who died. Frank asked about the draw of working in such dangerous conditions.
I guess the fellowship, the camaraderie. It's the guys love each other. I mean, they would die for each other. In this case, they did. It's generations deep, and if it's not in your blood, it's hard to comprehend.
Ma'am, how did you feel about the mines?
I hated it.
Did you ever talk to him much about it?
Oh, he was a big macho man. He thought it wouldn't happen to him, I guess.
John Heath of Princeton, New Jersey, writes this: a wonderful job of editing and respectfully reporting a tragedy. It brought the real sense of a collective national to NPR in a humanistic way that made me virtually feel I was sitting there grieving with my fellow citizens with their loss.
But Bob Rowand of Big Pine Key, Florida, writes, the one gaping hole in all the coverage of this tragic mine disaster is any mention of the mine workers' union, the UMWA. Where are the interviews with union members or officials? He goes on to say, if the mine is unsafe, the workers in the mine should have the right to shut it down until it is safe and not have to defer to some government inspector. This tragic disaster may have been caused by exploding methane gas, but it is a sad result of union busting.
We appreciate your comments, and please keep them coming. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.